Welcome back, everyone, to the show. Today, we are going to be talking about criticism. Now, a lot of us really don't like it. It's probably a big fear for a lot of people, especially if you're an introvert. One of the biggest issues people have when it comes to criticism is fear. You know, we don't always like to be judged by other people. That's the reality, you know. Just like how a lot of people that I watch on TV or on game shows or on shows involving judges, you've probably seen American Idol or Dancing with the Stars or World of Dance or any show that involves judges. Another show coming to mind would be The Voice, where there's a group of people working hard, displaying their talents, you know, things they've worked really hard to develop, these skills and abilities, or maybe they're just a beginner and they're just sharing what they've discovered about themselves with the world, you know? And a lot of times, or more often than not, feedback won't always be as positive as we would hope for. And that's the biggest fear a lot of people have, you know, when the negative feedback comes in, when you're told, oh, you failed at this, or you seem to not be very skilled at this. You know, we tend to take this feedback very harshly and focus in on what we did wrong. And from there, we start to feel hopeless. We start to feel very negative, as if things won't get better and it's not possible to improve because we're just focusing on the negative. But if you actually listen to feedback from beginning to end and get your mind out of the gutter of focusing on that those negative aspects, you'll realize that each piece of feedback also comes with a source of plan for improvement on the inside. Sometimes we have to take the negative information we're given and reconstruct it into something positive. Now, if you think about it, some of the greatest geniuses of our time are really good at this. They took a lot of people's negative criticisms, such as, for example, Steve Jobs, the guy who made Apple, you know? Of course, when he was starting out, a lot of people criticized him. Bill Gates was also criticized too, because both of their ideas seemed very far-fetched. It didn't seem real that they could start a company or create touchscreen devices, or that they would be able to make a career at all about working with your computers to make amazing things for people. But these guys, the difference between them and a lot of people is that they took all those negative feedbacks and ignored them. They ignored the negative aspects of them and used what was positive, their mindset, their positive mindset, and they took the most constructive information from the feedback they were given, and they improved their lives and improved their businesses entirely. I think that's an important place to park it at, you know, when it comes to feedback. We don't have to always be stuck, and we don't always have to listen to every word of every piece of feedback we get from people. We don't have to take criticism, or at least any criticism that is thrown our way. We're able to selectively choose which we want to work with, which we want to accept as truth, and which we want to accept as garbage, as nonsense, you know? So if you're not able to create your own positive feedback out of other people's negative feedback, you are still able to create or accept the feedback that you think is worthy of your time, is worthy of you learning from them in the long run. Now, I know it can feel easy to just give up a lot of times. It can feel easy to just decide that maybe this isn't worth it, you know, and just give up. But that's the sign of defeat. That's the sign that you accepted the criticism. You accepted the feedback and have mainly just focused on the negative, and you still didn't decide what was the point of all of the of these words that came from this person. Was it that they wanted me to improve in a certain way? Because if you realize that a lot of negative feedback can either be helpful, hurtful, but can also help you grow. Because not a lot of the people who grew amazing businesses were always in the top shape they are today. They had people in their lives who gave them helpful feedback. They've had mentors, you know? If you're going to listen to certain people, listen to the people who want you to grow. Listen, find the right people in your life to fill your life with. Find the right mentors who are going to encourage your growth, who aren't going to give up on you when the times get hard, you know? So I hope you found this message helpful. I hope you don't take criticism too harshly. I've been learning to not take criticism too intensely for me lately because I've been working a lot in the retail industry lately, and I've been getting some very difficult feedback from my boss. I've been working for free just to gain experience, and so far I might be getting some very harsh criticism about the way I'm working. Maybe I'm not working too efficiently, but that's besides the point, you know? I'm not going to quit my job just because I'm getting harsh feedback. I'm going to recognize first that there's areas that I need to improve on and develop those skills, you know? Develop my speaking, develop my workflow, develop my speed with my body, you know, so that I'm able to operate efficiently and get as much work done as possible. I think that kind of goes for any source of feedback. You know, there's always areas to improve each time. And one thing that one of my professors told me very recently is that if we don't ask for feedback, if we don't ask where we can improve, we won't get anywhere. We won't be able to grow. So I encourage anyone listening, don't take feedback too intensely. Look at it as an opportunity for growth, and an opportunity to become a better version than you were a few seconds ago before you got the feedback, or at least be a better version of yourself in that field, in that area, in that skill set, become a little bit better than you were yesterday, or the person you were when you first started out. I hope you find something helpful here. And as always, keep staying awesome. Peace.